So here we are, the day after Christmas. Thankfully, the frantic preparation is over, but so is the joyous anticipation and celebration. All that work and build up, yet for all the effort, it seems to fly by so quickly, and the new year is just around the corner, beckoning us with its own set of expectations. But before we just move on to the next thing, it's always good to appreciate where we've been. And as I've done for so many years, when the rush passes and the stillness of night closes in, I take a few minutes alone to relive the best moments, thank God for the gifts that can't be bought at any price, and ponder what it must have been like to worship the great I am in the form of an innocent babe. In addition to such lofty thoughts, I almost always ponder about something else as Christmas comes to a close and I start thinking about putting away decorations. This year, however, one of the greatest mysteries I've always puzzled over during the holidays has been solved. What is this great enigma? Well, I've always wondered why Christmas became the gargantuan, month-long, and widely celebrated holiday that it is. While Easter, which is theologically much more significant, gets such little attention in comparison. Certainly, church congregations all over the world offer special Easter services, but the recognition and celebration of the most important moment in human history, the defeat of death itself through the resurrection of Jesus, gets relatively minor attention, even from ardent believers, when viewed in the light of all the effort, preparation, and hugely visible displays of joy associated with Christmas. If you've always been curious about this cosmic conundrum and haven't heard the reason why, I am thrilled to shed some light on the subject. But let me warn you, after many decades of speculation about this, I'm not sure the real answer to the question will live up to your expectations. I certainly imagined a much grander, less prosaic reason than this. Are you ready? A writer did it. That's right, a novelist changed how all of humankind celebrates the two biggest religious holidays of the year. Charles Dickens single-handedly tilted the world with a few strokes of a pen when he published A Christmas Carol back in 1844. Prior to that time, recorded history shows that Christmas and Easter were celebrated at almost the same level among the general populations of the Western world. But when Dickens crafted one of the most compelling and universally appealing stories of transformative hope and redemption, and then wrapped it up with a Christmas bow, people everywhere were hooked. Almost overnight, everyone envisioned a crescendo of miracles taking place in the coldest of human hearts on one of the coldest days of the year. And that was it. The world needed some warmth during the darkest days, so the magical formula was born, a combination of faith, folklore, celebration, generosity, moral goodness, traditions, and a little bit of magic all came together to enrapture the hearts and minds of Victorian period Brits, who pretty much dominated or influenced a good chunk of the world at that time. So there you have it. But don't despair if the explanation or the day after Christmas is a letdown. There's something more about Dickens' story that makes it so much bigger and grander than we often realize. In the same way that the Christmas holiday eclipses Easter in terms of scale and notoriety, the aftereffects of Scrooge's transformation are often just as overlooked. A Christmas Carol may end with old Ebenezer partying it up with his estranged friends and family, but Dickens brilliantly reminds us that the real story is just beginning. He became as good a friend, as good a master, as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world, Dickens wrote at the end of the book. In many ways, like the Christmas story, Dickens' best-selling novel is more like a backstory or a prequel to the greatest narrative ever told, the rewriting of the human heart. Lives are changed when sacrificial love enters the scene. The real story happens when Scrooge forever impacts the lives of Tiny Tim, his nephew Fred, and the countless others who would now benefit from a transformed and generous heart. The day after the greatness of the miraculous birth of Jesus is likewise just the beginning. From the moment Jesus enters the scene, the world as people knew it started shifting, and his love hasn't stopped changing humanity through the ages. Every time I've read or watched A Christmas Carol, I hear and feel God's truth about the human condition, our depravity, and the miraculous power of love to transform even the coldest heart. But the difference between Dickens' classic and the truth is that the human soul doesn't need a frightening visit by three ghosts to change its ways and then change the world. It just needs to offer a permanent residence to one spirit, the spirit of Jesus. And I think Dickens believed that as well, because Scrooge visits a church the morning after his transformation, indicating not only his gratitude, but also his acknowledgement that he needed the help of God to follow through on his sudden desire to care about something other than himself. If Scrooge had been a real guy, he must have been thinking to himself that morning after, "Now what? How do I act on these newfound convictions and change of my heart?" And so we sit here on the day after greatness. We've celebrated the coming of the King, but now what? What will we act on? How are we changed? And perhaps you're wondering how something we celebrate every year could still seem fresh. How can something so familiar still have impact? I think the answer depends entirely on your perspective. Tomorrow will not be the same as today. If you're really willing to see the differences, each day brings new opportunities to love God and serve others. Scrooge spent most of his life never really seeing the hurt and pain in the lives of others, yet it was still there. His life changed when his eyes were opened. And when we realize that the Christmas we've just experienced cannot be repeated ever again, we'll cherish the memories more. When we realize each day contains new mercies and new opportunities from God, if we're looking for them, we'll impact the lives of others more. 2 Corinthians 5:17 promises us a fresh start every single day, which makes the idea of New Year's resolutions seem a bit silly. The verse says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." When that verse is taken in context with the rest of the Bible, it means we are a work in progress. We are being continually made new. The problem is that we don't often live like a new creation. We live as though we're trapped in old tradition, familiar ways, and bound by the decisions of our past. Yet Jesus makes it clear that we are to live like Scrooge on the first morning after his transformation, grateful, renewed, and highly motivated. He tells us in John 10:10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Following the harrowing visit from the final ghost, one of the most obvious features of Scrooge's transformation is his breakthrough laughter after he realizes that he is alive and has a second chance. He then resolved to keep Christmas in his heart the whole year through. And through the power of Jesus, we can do the same. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." As 2018 comes to a close, those who know the King of Christmas in their hearts will carry him beyond the lights, the decorations, and the manger. There's no question that his spirit dwells with us in any season, during any situation. What is a question, however, is if we'll see him in the monotony of long work days or hear him whisper in the darkness of difficult trials. We cannot exhaust his newness any more than we can reach the end of his love for us. The resolution we should keep has nothing to do with a new year, but has everything to do with the daily renewal of love for Jesus in our hearts. When we're committed to that, every day has the potential for greatness. Hey there, I just wanted to let you know that Glimmers in the Fog will be on vacation next week. I wish you a healthy, happy new year, and I hope that you join me again for my next blog post on January 9th, 2019.